It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Tuesday, the 21st. I'm Ben Johnson. Yahoo's last few years with Marissa Mayer have been all about strategic moves. The company's purchased a long list of startups, talked a big game on mobile advertising, and even done very well on an investment in e-commerce giant Alibaba in its recent initial public offering. Investors are still waiting for their payday, though. Today, they'll get another glimpse at whether Yahoo's movements might move the needle on the company's larger fortune, courtesy of the latest earnings report. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has more.
Yahoo's stock is down. Shareholders are demanding change, possibly at the top. This earnings call is make or break for Marissa Mayer.
She's had 2 years, and the strategies put in place have not worked.
Brian Weiser is an analyst with Pivotal Research Group. One of those strategies, he says, hasn't worked, buying up more than a dozen other companies.
Well, the problem is they bought the wrong ones.
Weiser says Yahoo's acquisition of Tumblr has yet to pay off. Investors also want to know what Yahoo will do with profits on the sale of Alibaba stock and how to save money on taxes. But they also want to know how Yahoo will compete with Facebook and Google, says Colin Gillis, a senior technology analyst at BGC Partners.
They could build original content. They could build and invest into the underlying technology for display advertisements. They could, acquire a company that has success in mobile.
Gillis says shareholders will give Mayer another 6 months or so to prove she can turn Yahoo around. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
If you've been struggling to make a decision between the Apple Watch, the Moto 360, the Samsung Gear, and the LG G, I got some bad news. Looks like Fitbit is set to release its own smartwatch, aka the Fitbit Surge. It looks like it cost about $250. CNET's Lindsay Turrentine says other watches might be about fashion, but this one honors its company name.
This is going to track heart rate and intensity of your workout, different types of movements, distance traveled, floors climbed, and then add in notifications, so calls and texts. And a lot of people feel like that's all you need from a smartwatch, that little bit of extra information about what might be going on your phone at a time when you don't actually want to stop and pull your phone out of your pocket.
Lindsay Turrentine, Editor-in-Chief of Reviews at CNET. Way back in 2008, a guy named John Schultz did something unremarkable. He bought a website domain name for about $13. It was one of many website names he bought, and it took 6 years for people to start talking about it. The address? Ebola.com. And this month, the price of that domain has gone from $13 to $150,000. Love him or hate him, you have to be amazed that Schultz's business model even exists. He buys up the domain names of disease and disaster and then tries to sell them for a hefty price. Well, we wanted to talk a little bit about domain names, so we called up our friend at Harvard, Jonathan Zittrain. Hello, Jonathan.
Hello, Ben.
Ebola, Ebola.com. There's a question about this kind of website and who should own it.
Well, domain names are the gift that keep on giving. They've been the subject of much contention since really the early 90s. And back in the day, Josh Quitner, a journalist, got McDonald's.com before it occurred to McDonald's that they might want it. And there was another time when the Princeton Review folks got Kaplan.com, the test prep competitor, and put up a site making fun of Kaplan. And Princeton Review offered to give it to them for a case of beer, the domain name. And Kaplan refused and sued, leading to one of my favorite quotes in the history of the internet from John Katzman of Princeton Review saying, "Kaplan has no vision, no ideas, and no beer." So anyway, that brings us to should whoever had the quote-unquote foresight to have in turn paid some speculator for Ebola.com,
yeah.
Is it unseemly? Of course it's unseemly. If I were somehow advising that person, I might say, why don't you donate it to one of the many good organizations, including somebody like Doctors Without Borders, to use as an information site and then get a tax write-off on the value of the name.
There you go.
But if they want to sell it for cash, amidst the things that are unseemly and tasteless, I confess I don't think I would put this in a top 10.
what might the future look like as these domains continue to get snatched up?
Well, the biggest persistent issue since the commercialization of the internet has been the interplay of domain names and trademark. But the other real question around domain names is, for how long are we going to have these weird dotted things? If you were reinventing a network to serve the functions the internet serves today, it is not at all clear you would reinvent the domain name system along with it.
What would it look like then?
You might think about the number of times you enter www.something.something to get to where you want to go versus you run the app to get to that service, or you search, you go to Google, and then you type in the thing you're looking for. And sure enough, if people are curious about Ebola, I think chances are very good they don't just say, well, I'm going to go to Ebola.com. They go to Google or Bing or whatever, and they type in Ebola.
Jonathan Zittrain at Harvard. Jonathan, thank you very much.
Thank you, Ben.
And before we go, you've heard about the so-called right to be forgotten ruling in Europe that is impacting search results. Well, Google has also now changed its search algorithms here in the U.S. as they relate to intellectual property. Can you guess how? Yep. Legal ways to purchase copyrighted content are now at the top of the search results list. Illegal ways? Well, that pirate's booty is down around the Marianas Trench of search results. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.